They're calling it the Protector of the Year Award. This is a real thing. It's going to be awarded at the NFL Honors, just like MVP and Offensive Player of the Year, etc.
Finally, some offensive line respect.
That's right. The former offensive linemen have been petitioning for this for a bit. So it's a real award. There'll be a panel of some former players that are involved on this as well. You can actually bet on this if you want to go all degenerate on it. Protector of the Year. The favorite is Penei Sewell out in Detroit, plus 550.
Okay, makes sense. Mylata, he's the best left tackle in the
Tristan
sport.
Wirfs. The theme here is tackles, of course, are going to have an advantage in this award because tackles are the highest priced position on the O-line. They're seen as the most valuable.
Tend to be the names you actually know. Yeah. Like you've heard of Penei Sewell.
The Chiefs do have
Mylata,
a couple
whoever.
Players on the board, though. The Chiefs player with the best odds to win Protector of the Year, Creed Humphrey.
Hell yeah.
Hashtag Creed is good. 20-1.
Hashtag Creed is still good, you know?
20-1. It's tough, though, as a center, man. Now, this is not voted on by fans, so it's not like, so maybe the former players will appreciate it more. Because otherwise, what person is watching the games and just a casual eye be like, man, they got that center play today was amazing. No, we notice when the left tackle sucks. And we notice if Patrick Mahomes.
They're going to go on Pro Football Focus grades. Some of these some guys of them, are voting, right?
And the Chiefs, so the Chiefs have Trey Smith also on the board for this. He's also a guard, though. So same story. He's. Let's see. Where did I see his name? 100-1. Jalen Morris, 200-1. Who could be your starting left tackle? Like you're better off taking a flyer that they found something crazy at Jalen Moore than to me betting on Trey Smith to win it.
Creed has better odds than Joe Tooney as well.
I will say, Creed, what's really going to help him in this is name recognition. Creed Humphrey is a known commodity amongst NFL circles right now. He regularly rates his Pro Football Focus is like top five offensive linemen for the entire year as a grader. And he protects Patrick Mahomes. So I actually think if you're putting a flyer on this thing,
it has to be
I don't think betting on Creed Humphrey is all that bad of an idea.
You
know what's
important
about the betting thing about this, Gold, is we are both speculating because this isn't one of those awards in which we know what the trend tends to be. Sure. You and I know that if you're betting on MVP, if you're not betting for a quarterback, you're taking an absolute long shot. If you're betting on defensive player of the year, if you're not betting on a, you know, like an end,
that's true.
Edge guy, you're pretty much taking a long shot. On this award, I assume it will be tackle.
Well, when
but
I say
also
protector,
like, I think
when
Creed,
I say
you know.
When I say protector of the year, you think someone that is the best at protecting the quarterback. You probably don't think center. You just don't. You think left tackle,
not typically, no.
Right tackle. And there's a reason why though. With the first 10 guys on this list, basically are all tackles
including
in terms
like
of
a
best odds.
Much
I was going to say,
same odds as him.
Isn't it egregious that Will Campbell, rookie left tackle, hadn't done a pass pro in his life in the pros.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather bet
on the same odds as Creed.
I would rather bet on Joe Tooney at 22-1 than Will Campbell at 20-1. To your point there, just because of the player. But I will be shocked if a non-tackle wins this award, which is why I would almost rather put money on. I'm not saying he's going to win it or he's going to be good, but just for sake of the convo, Jalen Moore at 200-1, I would rather put money on than Trey Smith. And it's not because I think he's better than Trey Smith. It's just tackle has a better chance. Heck, give me Justin Simmons on the board just in case.
But I think
Josh Simmons. Yeah.
I think they're legitimately like 1-2 guys who are non tackles that if you got the right combination of things, you have the same chance as a tackle or not as bad of a chance as any of the other non-tackles. I think there are guys who protect major quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes. So like guys like Joe Tooney or Creed Humphrey would have had a better chance under Patrick Mahomes. And those that already have an established like Jason Kelce would have had a better chance to win this award than any other non-tackle by a mile because of just pure straight name
but
recognition.
It's not I hear you, but my understanding is this award is not voted on by the Associated Press voters, the same way like MVP is.
Yeah, it's offensive linemen.
It says the honor be decided by a panel that includes a number of former standout NFL linemen. And I'm sure one of them on the panel is a center, a former center.
I would think that they're not all tackles. Yeah.
Yeah. So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Interior play matters, you know, like.
Yeah, I just, here's, is this who's on the board? Oh, okay, here we go. I have the names. Jason, did you already name these? The names on the board?
On which?
The panel?
I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, no, I did not.
I just found the list. Okay. No. You mentioned Jason Kelce, so I was making sure. Jason Kelsey's on it. So he's a center. There you go. He's representing Creed Humphrey for this. Sean O'Hara, Orlando Pace, Will Shields. So you got a mix. You got a center. You got a couple guards. You got a couple tackles. The panel is representative of an entire offensive line, basically. So we'll see.
I like that.
So you That's know people like Jason Kelsey is going to be banging the drum for centers.
Centers.
But then you got, you know, Orlando Pace out here saying, hey, tackles, tackles. Look at, I mean, here's why I think it's left tackle as well. Hall of Fame. You know how hard it is as a center or a guard to get in the Hall of Fame? There's very few. Will Shields being one of them.
It took him a long time. Longer than it should have.
Normally, tackles, of course, get in. A center getting in the Hall of Fame is really tough. Jason Kelsey's going to end up in the Hall of Fame, but it's very tough as a center to get in. Guard's the toughest position on the O-line to get in as a Hall of Fame. Tougher to get recognition. I think, unfortunately, that's how it'll go for this award.
Yeah. I don't disagree with your logic. It's probably most likely. I will say that this is a year that could make it fun where... Yeah. They want to make a point of like, it's not just left tackles week.
Yeah.
Year one, two, right? You do funky stuff, Gold, for the same as like when somebody has an outside season, you need bad quarterback play in a year in order to get the non-quarterback to the number, right? You can't even just have like, didn't Ja'Marr Chase win the triple crown last year? And he still was not close to winning NFL MVP. You would have needed some other quarterbacks to be much further down the list in order to do it. But offensive line plays weird. How do you make that determination? Pro Football Focus grade will certainly be a part of it, I'm sure. And then they'll get down to what they really should do is create essentially their version, Gold. These voters should create their version of the All-Pro list. Who they think is the best starting left tackle, left guard, center, right guard, right tackle. And then go back and watch them tape, I guess. Because they actually know what they're looking at. When it relates to that, let them figure it out.
I know this might sound a little college football of me, but why not make the Orlando Pace Award and then the Jason Kelsey Award, and then you give it to each individual position at least?
Because there's a bunch of, like, I kind of hate that we have Offensive Player of the Year and MVP versus just calling it MVP, you know, like whatever. Like, it essentially is that, but like, Offensive Player of the Year is non-quarterback edition.
Right.
But some years it is quarterback when two quarterbacks played really well. And I don't like that. There should just be an MVP award that's for quarterbacks, and then there should be an Offensive Player of the Year that is the non-quarterbacked award. But I think that is kind of what they're doing with the Protector of the Year. That's one step closer to what you're asking for, Drew, which is we've included the offensive lineman. But why not have a linebacker of the year, corner of the year, safety
that's
of the
very
year?
How college
and
football of
he
us.
He said that, and I don't think that's unfair, because otherwise the award system just straight up isn't for you. There's only team awards. Teams do a lot of those things.
And for those guys, like you mentioned, that
you can be the Mac Lee Hill Award winner.
As good as you can be, you're not going to make the Hall of Fame. At least be able to say that you won an award as the best guard in football. You know, I think that would be nice.
They get this thing sponsored, the Protector of the Year. You watch, the NFL's going to be like Trojan to sponsor this thing.
That's
or something.
Immediately.
Jeez. Yeah.
The NFL.
I mean, you think they're not going to cash in?
No, I know they will.
They're going to get a sponsor.
Maybe
they won't go right on.
It'll probably be Rain-X. It should be Trojan, but it'll be something more
just
like
make sure the
Rhino Liner. It'll be more like in that category. Different kind of
it's going to be like Armor All or something, even though it should be a condom brand. But yes, it'll be Armor All or something like that.
That's exactly it. Yeah, we look at it to be one side, but it'll be the other. Hey, man, take the cash.
I know. You just have to be careful if you're going to sponsor with you just got to make sure the trophy is
or blood shoe, Drew, right? You kind of like a blood shoe.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
That'd be more like a... I don't know if it's Protector as much as it is
Performer of the Year. Different job.
Someone did say, though, it's true, like what Drew, you were saying about the positional awards. We already have All-Pro. We already have All-Pros.
That's essentially their version.
That's how you become a linebacker getting recognized. You're an All-Pro, first-team All-Pro linebacker. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, but in college, and I understand all Americans, and then they have the positional awards,
true.
Too.
That's true.
It's another way to celebrate the individual
position.
That's
extending too many, and I think it's because there's so many athletes in college football.
And it's true that offensive linemen are All-Pros, too, but I think they just finally decided, hey, left tackle's like the second or third highest paid position in football. And that's why also why I think the award's going to go to tackle. They're not going to call it the best left tackle of the year award, but Protector of the Year, even though I think it'll end up being, someone says Protector of the Year should be Under Armour. Yeah, there's a lot of options.
Yeah, there's plenty of choices. Protect this house. Is that still their slogan?
I don't know.
Do they still advertise as much?
They don't advertise as much. They're in a little different spot than they were 5 or 10 years ago. But
I feel like that's when they burst onto the scene. We must protect this house. Mm-hmm. And every ad was that for a while.